Latvia, Vietnam, Zambia, Belgium, and Slovenia are next. May I now call on the Foreign Minister of Latvia.
Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, let me thank Kenya, in particular President Uhuru Kenyatta, as well as Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Trade, Mrs. Amina Mohamed, for hosting us in Nairobi, and indeed for the first time in Africa. Let me also thank the Director General, Roberto Azevedo, as well as the Chairman of the General Council, Fernando de Mateo, for their dedicated efforts steering the negotiation process. The WTO 10th Ministerial Conference in Nairobi marks the 20th anniversary of the organization. During this time, the WTO has become the backbone of the multilateral rules-based trading system, contributing to the strength and the stability of the global economy. The organization has been fundamental in setting trade rules and guarding their implementation, ensuring transparency and predictability for stakeholders. Despite economic and financial turbulences, the share of the world trade in GDP has increased by 10% over the last two decades. Moreover, the WTO membership is constantly growing. The organization has welcomed over 30 new members in the past 20 years, among them some of the world's largest as well as the most vulnerable economies. That means there is continuous trust in the multilateral trading system. I'm pleased to see the Republic of Liberia and the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan to join the organization. I also congratulate the Republic of Seychelles and Kazakhstan for their first WTO ministerial conference. Ladies and gentlemen, in the meantime, we still have a lot to deliver, and there is no time to be complacent. We have gathered in Nairobi with the aim to advance on such significant issues as export competition in agriculture, transparency in WTO provisions, and specific issues for the least developed countries. We hold collective responsibility to find constructive ways to deliver tangible and realistic outcomes on these issues, especially since they are essential for development. At the same time, we have to address the outstanding key issues and find a way to move forward, reinforcing the credibility of the organization and its negotiation function. The relevance of the WTO depends on how alert we are in response to the changing global business realities. A new approach is necessary to successfully advance the outstanding issues. I also believe we should not hesitate to start discussing new issues in the WTO framework. In this context, I would like to highlight the benefits that the plurilateral approach can provide for businesses and other stakeholders. I applaud the achieved success with regard to the expansion of trade in information technology products since the original ITA in 1996. I also look forward to a positive outcome on the environmental goods agreement in the near future. Dear members, the World Trade Organization is our strong asset. We should be responsible and bold in our decisions. We should embrace the unique role of the WTO as the most inclusive framework for global trade governance. Let Nairobi deliver meaningful results and serve as a stepping stone for further global trade integration. Thank you very much.